Mishnah. What's the halacha of a nazir during his 30 days? If he touches a mace, he becomes tamei. So halacha is he has to wait 7 days until he becomes tahor. And then the mitzvah of this nazir is he has to take a haircut then, and he has to bring us 3 kabbonis. So how does he do it? What's the seder? The nazir touched the mace, let's say yom rishon. So now he has to wait to yom shlishi. He has to be mazah spritz on him from the mechatis. Uvashri, that's the law. Anytime you're a tamei mace, the only way you can become tor is if you have the mechatis that they spritz on you, yom shlishi and yom shvi. That's why this man is there, we're all tamei mace, and we can't become tor. Today we can't become tor from tumas mace, because we don't have any mechatis around. But as man, they have the mechatis, from the Paraduma, the issues of the Paraduma, that they had a pour on you on the 3rd day and the 7th day. Umegaleach vashvi. Then the lochri is the 7th day after the Ramaz and after you went to the mikvah, then you could take a haircut. Umegaleach vashvi. Umevi korbanoisa vishmini. You have to wait until the 8th day, and that's when you bring your korban. That's the loch of tumis of a nazir tummy. That on the 7th day, he takes his haircut. And the next day, on the 8th day, he brings his korban. What about now the imgilach b'shmini? Let's say he waited a day. He didn't take his haircut on the 7th day, but he waited an extra day and he first took his haircut on the 8th day. So lochur is maybe korbanoisu bay bayoyim. Diver Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't matter. Still, he could bring his korbanos that day. In other words, his tumah went off completely yesterday. On the 7th day, when you had your last hazor and you went to the mikvah, you became tahor. You had to wait to Erev Shemesh, till the night time. So now the 8th day, that's the day you're allowed to bring your korbanos. Even though you didn't take a haircut yet, so what? Like, not taking a haircut does not keep the tumor upon you. So since you, even though you took a haircut on the 8th day, it's not considered like you were tummy today. Therefore, the 8th day, okay, after your haircut now, you can go take, you can bring your korbanos. Omalev Rabbi Tafani. Rabbi Tafani asked the kasha about Rabbi Akiva. Is that true what you're saying? Ma ben zela mitzora. Why is nazir different than the loch of a mitzora? That loch of a mitzora is the same thing. If you're a mitzora, when you become tor, the Torah also says there on the 7th day, you take your haircut, you have to shave off all the hair of your body, and then the 8th day, you bring your kabbonis. That's the loch by a mitzora. And by a mitzora, the loch is, if he didn't take his haircut on the 7th day, but he waited to take his haircut on the 8th day, then the halacha is he can't bring his kabbonis that day. He has to wait till the 9th day to bring the kabbonis. That's Rav Tachan's kasha about Rav Akiva. Why is Hilchos Mitzora different than Hilchos Naziris? And on this, Rav Akiva answered back very easily. Omalei, Rav Akiva answered back like this. Zeh taharoisav tuluya biyomov. I tell you by your nazir, that you were tummy, you touched the mace. So how long are you tummy for? For 7 days, like a regular tumas mace. If you made the hazor, they spritzed on you, the mechatas, the 7th day, and the 7th day, the 3rd and the 7th, and you went to the mikvah on the 7th day, you're tahor. So your tumah went off the night on the 7th day. So therefore, on the 8th day, you're tahor. So you have to do a haircut? Good, do the haircut today, and bring your kabbonis today, because you're completely tor on the 8th day. Ma'ashenke no mitzayra, but the loch, if you have tumas mitzaras on you, there the pasuk says, taharosoi tuluya biskalachtoi. There the loch is that a mitzayra calls him on, he doesn't shave off all his hair from his body, the tumas mitzayra is still on him. The tumah of a mitzayra does not go off you until after you take your haircut. Therefore, it's very good. V'yena mevi korban elin kem hoyim uru shemesh. So if you first take haircut on the 8th day, it comes out the 8th day you were tamei. After your haircut, that's when you become tor. Now the halacha is, you can't bring a korban until Erev Shemesh. That means if you were tamei that day, even if you went to the mikvah, you have to wait till evening, till it comes Shkia, and then first the next day you can bring your kabbonis. But that day, that's what I call the tful yoyim. That day that you went to the mikvah, you can't bring kabbonis. So Mitzayra, the locher is, he has his tumor on him until he takes his haircut. So if you first took your haircut on the 8th day, it comes out until you took your haircut, you have tumor, you are tumor. So therefore on the 8th day, you can't bring kabbonis. You have to wait till Erev Shemesh to till it becomes evening that you're completely tor, and then the ninth day you can first bring your korban. That's the lacha by mitzvah. Ma'ashen came by a nazir, if a nazir touched a mace, it's only a regular tumas mace. Tumas mace, the lacha is, whether you take a hekar or not, it don't make a difference. On the seventh day, you go to the mikvah and you become tor. So even though you're supposed to take a hekar on the seventh day, if you missed it and took it the eighth day, it's still the same thing. After your hekar, gesundheit, bring you kabonis. So there's a big difference between nazir and halachas of a mitzvah. So this the Gemara asks now a question. Kibloi mineyoloi. Was Rabbi Tarfon, did he accept this answer from Rabbi Kiva or not? In other words, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon asked the question to Rabbi Kiva. Like, why do you say a nazir could bring his korban on the eighth day if he took a haircut the eighth day? Rabbi Tarfon had a question, why? So good, Rabbi Kiva answered back to Rabbi Tarfon. So the question is, did Rabbi Tarfon accept the answer? And does he also agree now to Rabbi Akiva that a nazir could bring his korban the eighth day, even though his haircut was the eighth day? Or no? Maybe Rabbi Tarfon did not accept Rabbi Akiva's answer. That's the question. Kibli minayaloi. So Mar says, Toshima, come in here. To Tani Hillel, there's a man of the Yom Hillel that sounds like this. Even by a nazir, Gilach Bishmini, if a nazir that was Tanei first took his haircut on the eighth day, maybe Karbonos of the Chi, it says clearly he could first bring us Karbonos on the ninth day. The eighth day he can't bring us Karbon. So who does Hillel go like? Is V Sakadai, if you want to tell me, Kibla Minei, that Rabbi Tarfon accepted what Rabbi Kiva told him. And now both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon hold that a Nazir that took his haircut on the eighth day could bring us Karbonos on the eighth day. If so, how could Hillel argue? Is Lesa Karbonos of Bishmini? Why can't you bring them the korban on the eighth day? How come this Tanei Hillel holds that a nazir that was Tanei, when he becomes tor, if he first took a haircut on the eighth day, he can't bring his korban then? So here would be mashma that Rabbi Tarfon did not accept what Rabbi Kiva holds, and Rabbi Tarfon still holds, even by a nazir the halacha, that the haircut has to be the day before you bring your korban. And if you first took Yekut on the eighth day, the locker is you can't bring the korban until the ninth day. So Kura, you see that Rabbi Tarfon did not accept what Rabbi Kiva answered him. All right, turn over. So Mr. Gemara says, maybe no. Omar Rava, Rava Zalatea, there's no kasha. There's no kasha. It could be really Rabbi Tarfon does accept what Rabbi Kiva told him in the Mishnah. And they all agree that a nazir that took his haircut on the eighth day could bring his kabonis the eighth day also. But I tell you, you know why Hillel says you can't? Hod the tovel b'shvi. Our Mishnah is talking about that this nazir went to the mikvah on the seventh day. Even though he first took his haircut on the eighth day, but he went to the mikvah on the seventh day. Therefore, the seventh day he becomes tor. And when it becomes nighttime, Harash Shemesh, he's even able to bring a korban. That's why now, on the eighth day, even though he still has to take a haircut, so what? Let him take a haircut, and then he'll bring the korban. But that Hillel says, not like that, that the Hillel says, that this nazir cannot bring the korban on the eighth day, but rather he has to wait till the ninth day, is talking about the Leitov of Bishvi, that not only he didn't take his haircut on the seventh day, but he didn't even go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Therefore, Kozman, he didn't go to the mikvah, he's still Tomei. So he went to the mikvah first on the eighth day. So then, it's good, if he first went to the mikvah on the eighth day, so when does it become completely tor? At nighttime, Harav Shemesh. So until nighttime, he can't bring his korban. That's why he has to wait till the ninth day. Because Kabonash, you can't bring at nighttime. So you have to, at night, you first become fit to bring the korban. That's why he has to wait now, until the ninth day. Therefore, there's no stira. It could be Rabbi Tarfon agreed to what Rabbi Kiva told him in the Mishnah, and Hillel was talking about where he didn't go to the mikvah on the seventh day, but rather first on the eighth day. Omer Abaye says, Ashachtinu lechavret Rav Nosson Baroshia. I found the chaverim of Rav Nosson Baroshia, the Yasvin. They were sitting down, and they said like this. They said over the pasuk that says, Ubo lefnei Hashem el Pesach oyomoyit, that you have to come to the Pesach oyomoyit, into the Beis Hamikdash, v'nosnon el ha-koyin, and you have to bring it to the koyin. So this is talking about Gabe Zav. There's a pasuk about a zav. A person that's a zav says pasuk mitzora. The chayiter hazav mizoyvu. The person that was a zav becomes tor. So the safula shivas yamin. You have to count 7 days. The chibes begodav rochas b'man. He has to go down to the mikvah and put his clothing in the mikvah also. In b'mayim chayim, in the well water, live water. The tor. That's the loch of the zav. And then uvayoyim hashmini yikach lo shtei sorim. On the 8th day, we bring us 2 kabbonas, 2 birds. Ubol lefnei Hashem, and now the zav has to come with his 2 birds in front of Hashem. El pesach hayomoyid v'nosnim al hakoyin. He has to give his birds over to the kohen, and the chippur all of hakoyin v'tor. Then the kohen brings his 2 birds, and then the zav becomes completely tor. That's the loch of tumah zav, that you have to wait 7 days. You go to the mikvah then on the 7th day, and then the 8th day you bring your 2 kabbonas to the kohen. Now, so the pasuk says, "Ubo lefnei Hashem el pesach koyim avnosam al koyim." The emasai hubo. When does he come to the koyim? Bizman shutovol. When he already went to the mikvah on the 7th day, the yoseh harashemesh, and he already waited till the night time. In other words, it's first the 8th day that he comes now to the Beis Hamikdash. In that's when he could do it. But loy tovol yoseh harashemesh loy. But if he did not go to the mikvah, or he did not make harashemis, then he cannot come into the Beis Hamikdash. Is Alma, what do you see? Ksovat ful yoim shel zav ki zav dami. That the ful yoim means again, if the zav went to the mikvah, that day until the night time, it's still called the ful yoim. In other words, the tumah does not go off until it becomes night time, even though he went to the mikvah. If he went to the mikvah on the 7th day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the locker is, he's called the Tful Yoin, he still has some tumor on him until Shki, until night time. So the locker is, the Tful Yoin Shal Zav is Kzav Dami. That's what they were saying over. So he said back to them, Amino Lohin, I would say to them, Ano, I would have said back to them a question like this. Ela Mayat is so, the true what you're saying, Gabe Nozer Tominami. The who, when a Nozer became Tomi, touched the mace. So he's saying now the 7th day he goes to the mikvah, and the 8th day he has to bring his korban. I would have said there also, still the pasuk says, that the nazir, that's tamei, has to bring the korban to the kohen. Is emasai hubo, when does he bring his korbanis, his shtei serim, the 2 birds to the kohen? Bizman shetoval, v'yoseh harashemesh, only when the nazir went to the mikvah on the 7th day, and now it's the 8th day, then he can bring his kabbonis to the kohen. That's what should be here also.